But first, welcome your hosts, Adam and Fatty. Well, hello everyone and welcome to But First. I am Adam, and unfortunately I'm not joined by Fatty, and it's a mystery. And Faye is screaming into his microphone right now trying to do a Fatty imitation, but I haven't unmuted them yet, so it's to no avail. But anyway, yeah, Fatty is, I don't know where he is.
Hi.
Now you're not muted.
Okay.
But we did call and check on Fatty because, you know, you should always check on the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered the phone. He answered the phone but said he was unavailable and wasn't going to be able to join us. So my first thought was gentleman caller, but then there could be many other things. So I shouldn't accuse Fatty of that. But anyway, Fatty is unavailable this evening. We're sad by that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You should always check on the elderly.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3025. The BFO for Wednesday the 4th of September 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to give you an update on the hurricane. Yes, Big Fatty, to the weather center we go. Yes. This is meteorologist Poodle McNoodle in the BFO Weather Center. Poodle, it still sounds like you're listening to quiz program. No, Big Fatty, that's the hurricometer. The hurricometer? Yes, Big Fatty, it measures the hurricanes. Okay. And so, Poodle, what have you got to tell us about Hurricane Darlene? Yeah, Big Fatty, it's still not doing a whole lot, but it's gotten a lot weaker, and it's supposed to be coming towards Fat Acres, but what can I say? Take your upper chute with you if you go out for a little nipple walk, because you might get a little drizzle on you, or you know, a nice September breeze. It's true. In fact, anyway, y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, y'all, we were going out to have a birthday, a celebration of exiting the birth canal, a supper for Durwood, whose celebration is April the 15th. We're a little behind. We're just a little behind on those. So y'all, we went to a restaurant called California Dreamin'. Oh yes, Big Fatty, all the kids are wild. It's the mamas and the papas. Did you have a ham sandwich? No. Y'all, it was it was Durwood and Ryan and Granny and Nick and me and Big Dick and John. And y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And the nice thing is there were so many of us that we paid for Durwood's dinner, and y'all, it was just a few extra dollars, Big Fatty. I'm trying to think, what did I have? Oh, first of all, Durwood ordered the nachos with the cream spinach on it, and I'm just going, cream spinach? But y'all, it was actually delicious. Granny didn't eat very much because, y'all, we had to hear a story about Granny and eating spinach and how it is smeary. And he said something about having to stick his finger up his butthole. Or something like that. I don't know, to get it all out. I mean, it's just, y'all, it was clingy or what. I don't know. You know, that's granny for you. But anyway, we had a lovely supper. Big Fatty had the 10-ounce prime rib, medium rare, with a baked potato. And it came with a solid, and y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And y'all, I couldn't eat but about half of my prime rib and baked potato. So y'all, I brought the other half home. I'm going to have that for my supper Tuesday night, as soon as I finish recording. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, by the way, speaking of recordings, y'all, I'll be pre-recording the Thursday and the Friday little shows for you, because y'all, our plans have changed. on Monday night, y'all, I had gotten a testimonium from the owner of the Metropolis, saying, hey, if y'all need to come on over a few days early, just come on. And y'all, it's just nice when folks are looking out for you and everything. Big Fatty, I know, with this tremendous hurricane coming, well, y'all, it's petering out, Big Fatty. But anyway, so y'all, we've made the executive decision that hump day, about 10:30 a.m. in the morning, Granny and Nick and I are hopping in Ruby Red and heading over to the Metropolis. So we're going to be there Wednesday through Sunday. Y'all, our friends Jerry and Rick are already there. so it'll be nice to see them. And of course, Chris will be there too. And so, y'all, it's just an extra day of rest and relaxation. Now, that I've had to kind of push up my preparations for Hurricane Darlene. And y'all, and by preparations, I mean I had to water the ferns before I brought them inside. And y'all, I'm going to bring in my porch chairs and my glider. I'm going to have to get somebody to help me with the glider. Big Fatty, maybe Nick will help you. Could be. y'all, after we had supper, came back here to the villa, and and y'all, it was just a quiet evening. And y'all, I had a good night's sleep. y'all, my other preparation, and this is a tip for those of you who may lose power during an act of God or an act of hydrogen. If you've got ice cream, put it in a Ziploc bag. That way, if it starts to melt, it melts in the Ziploc bag. And the other thing is, empty out your ice bin, because if the power goes out, that ice is going to melt and you'll come home with a freezer full of just water. And, you know, it'll go everywhere. And you know, it's not a good thing. So anyway, so that's your hurricane tip of the day. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Do we have a bumper for that? No. Diggers are busy these days, I think, preparing to go out there to Walnut Hills. But let's see. But y'all got up on Tuesday morning, talked to my brother a little bit on the cellular telephonic device. Y'all had me a little brufkus. And then I got me a share, and y'all, I was off. I was off to see Sadie at Sadie's Shearing Services to get my hairs trimmed, because my normal barber has evacuated. I had to have the skull. Prepared, Big Fatty, as in the skull that used to work at the coal mine. No, not that skull. But anyway, so, and y'all, now I'm home and recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Event, maybe I have a question too, we'll see. So my part-time job back in March decided to get new uniforms. So they changed out from these ugly button-up shirts to these polo shirts. They're basically golf polo shirts made by Champion. So main store all got red ones, and then the side department got different colored ones. And the main store part, the red ones were coming in April. And then the second round of the side departments would come after. So the main store got their shirts, and our shirts didn't come and didn't come and didn't come and didn't come. And nobody could figure out why. So then they said by May 15th, we would have our shirts. So May 15th comes and we still don't have our shirts. And everybody in my department's upset because we have to wear the old crappy shirts that they were made out of recycled milk jugs. And so they were kind of a plasticky cotton, and you couldn't iron them and you couldn't do anything with them, and they stained really easily. So everybody was upset and they weren't wearing their dress code. They were just wearing a nice shirt and pants. Anyways, the HR manager and the store manager got mad because their department wasn't wearing dress code. And there was a huge fight over it because nobody's wearing dress code. So I got sent home and I said, if I go home, I'm not coming back. And because I was seriously mad. And so on my way out, the store manager stopped me and I went off on him. And he understood where I was coming from and said, you know, just dress in a nice shirt, you know, and when we get the new dress code, then you have to wear that. Okay. So come to find out that this stupid HR manager forgot to order them. And so had I not raised the hissy, they would never have known that they weren't ordered. Well, by the time she ordered them, they were back ordered. And every time I asked her if the shirts were coming in, she would ignore me. She wouldn't take my phone calls. She wouldn't take my questions. So I just kept talking to her. One day she says to me, hey, Chad, guess what? And I said, our shirts come in, and she got mad at me and said she wasn't talking to me. So behind my back, I've heard that she's scared of me, that I intimidate her. She's an HR manager. How is that possible? And two, that she's saying stuff that isn't true behind my back, which I think is wrong of an HR manager to do. And she didn't do her job. So then the other day, because there's a whole other story to this, which is longer, I asked her a question about, for the winter, what our dress code is. And I emailed her because I figured, you know what, she's not answering me any other way. I'll send her an email. So I go over to the computer and I send her an email, not knowing that I send it to her personal email and not her store email. And she goes on vacation. And so,
Baby, why did you hang up on Gus Chad?
I didn't hang up on Gus Chad. But yeah, I guess the voice letter system just hung up on him. But the good news is he called back. Yes, Big Betty.
Hi, Poodle. This is Gus Chad. Yes. That he hung up on me.
Oh.
So anyway, next time.
Yes.
So anyway, so I emailed her, not knowing I sent it to her home address, her home email, and not her work email. So then I got a nasty note today when I went into work saying, please don't send any emails to my personal email account. Send it to my work account if it's work related. Are you kidding me? That's the only time she's ever responded to anything from me. And she's an HR manager. How is intimidated by me? I don't know. Can you answer that question? How am I an intimidating person that an HR manager scares me? I look forward to hearing what you have to say. Bye, Poodle.
Bye. First of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. always lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Betty, despite you hanging up on him. I didn't hang up on him. Gus, this is an excellent question. Big Betty, you didn't play the question music. Well, it would have run out of music. Gus, I don't know how she could possibly be, and maybe she is intimidated by how sweet and kind a person you are, because it sounds to me like those are qualities that she does not possess, and perhaps that intimidates her. So just kill her with kindness, as they say. Big Fatty, I think that's a lovely idea.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty, your Aussie Butler, and I've listened to the Poodle Little McNoodle Show number one, and it was a hoot, and I'm just ringing to say I can't wait for the all-new, amazing, Big Fatty, rebooted part two. A new show, new bumpers, new characters, new segments. It's going to be amazing. Even if it won't be 5 days a week, that's fine. Yay! Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie Batler, Scotty. And first of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, you know, he's usually in the future. It sounds like he's in the past now. Well, it's true. But I've had that voice letter for a while. And Scotty, as you can tell, not much has changed around the old micro hoist here. And Big Fatty, clearly he was drunk if he enjoyed Hello Poodle. I can't say that I Big Fatty, be kind. We just talked about that. Kill him with kindness.
Big Fatty, hey, it's your number one, and I have a couple critical questions that we need important answers to. So go ahead and start the music. I'll wait.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question or questions come to us today from the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, that's Bill in St. Louis. Bill, what you got?
Okay, my first question is, now that the little show isn't defunct after 3,000 episodes, are all of the number one fans going to still be number one fans into the next 3,000 shows? And the other question is, do your number one fans need to bring their T-shirts that Gavin made last year for another class picture at the New Orleans event this year? Let us know. Thanks, and I'll take my answer off the air. See you next week. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Bill in St. Louis, the number one fan of the BFO. And first of all, Bill, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm sorry the call is so tardy, or the response is so tardy in getting back to you. But as you know, Bill, not only is the BFO going on for another 3,000, we're going to another 5,000 shows. Big Fatty, until you die. Yes, you will always be the number one fan. So, anyway, and as far as bringing the shirts to, Nolan's answers, of course, and I think we forgot to take a picture. Did we take a picture? I don't remember, but you know, Nessa was there, and she would have been in the picture, and that would have been just lovely. But Big Fatty, but Moose wasn't there. Well, you know, and not everybody can be there, or had him. Y'all, I just want to say one thing. You know, sometimes I'm critical about the weather rat here in town, but y'all, I've got to say that I think the weather rat and everybody here in in Charleston, y'all, I think they have urged people to be prepared.
Yes, Big Fatty, be prepared.
And but I don't think they've scared people. And you know, sometimes you know, people get in a panic and all this. I think they've placed the proper amount of information out there, and I think they realize that we're going to be okay here in Charleston. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the latest issue of the But First Little Show. And Adam, as far as preparing for the Hurricane Darlene, what's the most important thing that people need to know?
You should always check on the elderly.
Oh, Big Fatty, everybody's checking on you like there's no tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.